Welcome to the Venus Index podcast. I'm John Barbin. With me is Nicola Bird, and today we're talking about distorted body self image, or distorted self body image, distorted self image, I guess, but I guess targeted or specific to the body. I guess this is the root of why everyone's working out in the first place or trying to change their body, right? Like, that's almost too big of a topic, but it's one that came in when we were asking what people wanted us to talk about. So we'll try to, I suppose this will be more broad sweeping strokes here versus like trying to drill right down, because this ends up touching on like everything.
Yes.
So, well, I mean, we talk about this, like, you can't compare yourself to others, but at the same time, that's an impossibility, because that's all we do is compare ourselves to others. So you, somewhere in here, you got to eventually appreciate what you've got versus somebody else. Like, you'll drive yourself crazy if you resent being whatever height you are and wish you were a foot taller. Like, that's like just never going to happen. So, I mean, you're not in a good position if you're wishing for impossibilities. So that's right off the bat, that's one thing. And then from there, it's, you know, getting down to what, I mean, you got to work with the hand you were dealt with, right? Like, you've got to work with your body. So at some point, that's obviously, again, that's easier said than done, but at some point you have to realize that you can still get to anywhere you want to get to with the body that you have. And just from a purely, not an emotional thing, but just a structural thing, you can have it, you can get to Venus no matter where you're starting, you can get to Venus, and you know, I know you'll like it when you get there, so at least the way it looks. But then again, that's just the sort of the outer part of it. The inner part, you still have to be able to appreciate it, right? So there's kind of layers to this. Like, you can, because I've worked with people who have the Venus metrics who still don't see it. They still don't like it. Like, I've sent some people to you for that. And so be aware that if you may not be, I don't want to make this sound like it never gets any better, but if you don't switch your internal view of it, you can have a body that externally everybody else thinks is just amazing, and you still don't see it. So, and you and I both have worked with people who that's happened to. So you have to kind of be working on this from the internal standpoint as well as the external. Otherwise, you'll never be satisfied.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought of two things. One, of course, is that if you start off inherently not liking yourself, your body just becomes the projection point for your self-loathing.
Sure, yeah.
I know that kind of sounds harsh, but if, and it's something that every human being struggles with, so no one has to feel pointed at because it makes people cringe when they say, I don't love myself, or I'm self-loathing. They're like, oh, that's extreme term, and that's really exaggerated, and I might have some insecurities, but I love myself, I like myself. It's people don't like that term, I'm self-loathing, because it sounds so hard and they personalize it. But every human being struggles with moments of self-loathing, because we're just not perfect, and we don't always do things we like. And the body can be, because it's the most visual thing for us, is typically the target, especially when we're in a visual society where we just project all of our self-loathing onto our body and then target bits and pieces. And which makes it really hard to ever see your worth or your accomplishment, and then can also easily make you throw in the towel. Mm-hmm. You give up because it's not working, you're not getting where you want, you're not seeing it, you're not feeling good enough about yourself. And then that's when that can really drive emotional eating, and you to just overindulge or make poor choices as a result. But the core issue, what you're talking about, that internal shift, is embracing yourself more, liking yourself more. Mm-hmm. That's, well, you can comment on that if you want.
Well, no, yeah, that has to go as a parallel line to the actual change in the physical body. Like I said, otherwise you're going to have a hard time accepting, two things can happen. You'll have a hard time maintaining any effort to like change your body if you never can stop and smell the roses, as it were, and appreciate it along the way. So if you can't appreciate it along the way, what's all this effort for? Like, you kind of have that attitude, or at least that could happen to you. And go ahead. No, go ahead.
Sorry, no, I think the biggest trap in this is that people's starting point is often self-loathing in the first place.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean that goes, yeah, of course.
Yeah, but that's the problem. That's why
No, I understand that, yeah.
but that's what I think our group needs to understand. And they think that they need to dislike themselves to get to their goal.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You can't be motivated out of that. You have to be, the motivation has to be more rooted in you deserve, like, you have to
Deserving, yeah.
accept and appreciate where you are, but you deserve to change your body in a way that you like, and that's okay too. But if it's rooted in, like, I hate myself now, but I'll like myself then that's never gonna work.
But people can have a really hard time with that. They can't see how they can be motivated if they like themselves. So they need to rely on the self-loathing to keep themselves
It
motivated.
is a trick, eh? It does
It
sound
is.
like a bit of a trick. It's almost like, well, where's the other, like, how could, I mean, it's not like you're just become complacent and then you're just ex, it's hard. It's like the terminology is all messed up. It's kind of like you can appreciate yourself and accept yourself now, but also want to change. Like, it's, that sounds like a contradiction, but it isn't.
No, and again, this is why we shift. I mean, one is negative motivation, one is positive motivation. One is the recognition that, which I always reinforce, and you're going to hear me say it over and over again because it's the mindset that, as you said, I deserve to be fit, to be healthy, to take care of myself. I deserve to have the body that I desire or potentially exists within me. But if I'm doing these sabotaging things, I deserve to be working on being healthy and kind and nurturing to myself or just productive to myself versus overeating, inactive. That's not taking care of yourself. So you're really coming from, I deserve to be healthy. I deserve to take care of myself. I deserve to be fit. I deserve to look the way that I desire to look, that I am capable of looking. And if I abolish or relinquish or change some of these destructive patterns, then I will be here because I'm taking care of myself and I deserve that and I love myself. So I'm going to give myself what I deserve. That's positive motivation. And that's like, okay, even though I might, not have the thighs right in this moment that I want, I know that that exists within me right now. If I just, follow these steps, it's here within me. So I'm actually just achieving my potential. I'm actualizing who I am versus I hate my legs. I should change them.
Yeah, and that's, it's part of this, like, you're still your worst self-critic. Like, other people aren't being this critical to, like, their view of you isn't anywhere near this as harsh as yours is of yourself. And if you are scared about talking about that, or if you do talk to people, it might lessen that a little bit. Like, when you realize, oh, no one else is anywhere near this critical about my legs or my whatever. Like, it's sort of, that would actually help a little bit. That's one thing I got from working, when I first started training with a lot of, in the, I, my very first introduction to lifting weights or any of this was with people like competitive bodybuilders.
Right.
And they're very open with this and they're very supportive of everyone around them. And even though it seems like this utter pursuit of vanity,
Right.
it's kind of the reverse. They want everyone, like, if you ever meet bodybuilders, they want everyone to do it. Or, like,
Right.
fitness competitors are like, oh, why don't you compete? And you're like, really? And they're like, oh, yeah, sure. And then they're just like, I don't know. There's something really welcoming, inviting about that culture. They're, and then it's like, it's, I'm not, again, I'm not trying to encourage people to go compete. I'm just trying to explain that if you can have an open dialogue with other people who are on this, who are doing the same thing, which is, part of what our community is, you can get to this point where you're standing in front of a mirror posing, as it were, and it's not this like embarrassing or like really vulnerable state as much as it's really comforting that you can just have this back and forth and be like, oh yeah, let's work on this and let's work on that. But it's almost like you're kind of tweaking a car at that point, like you're just adjusting the shocks and the springs, and that it kind of removes all of that emotional baggage attached to all of it when you sort of let a few people in on the whole situation. It's, I don't know. And then they also can help. If you have some people you trust, it can help. They'll help you see the things that you have that are good, like, so your mind's eye is not noticing the attributes that you that are good, or at least that they were like, oh yeah, your arms are good, or this is good, or I like this, and it's sort of, it just helps when there's somebody else involved. The more, I guess what I'm trying to say is, the more alone you are with this, the more magnified the feelings get, and it's really not that bad. And when somebody else is involved, especially someone else is moving in the same direction, it just makes it so much easier to sort of get a handle on all this, and not feel so like, oh my god, all of this is horrible, and I hate the way it all looks. It's a different feeling when you've got other people sort of in on it with you.
Yeah, absolutely, and other people who can be supportive and positive with you, and really, but if you're,
because they're doing it too, right? Like they're on the same. And that's part of it. When everyone's going in the same direction, you know, they have insecurity. Everyone has insecurities and it all feels a bit better when everyone else is openly talking about it. And so that's kind of why we did all of this anyways, was like the root of all of training. I know it's to look better. It has nothing to do with health or any of that. That's like a side effect of kind of getting comfortable in your skin. And that's good. I mean, it's good. But the more open you are about it, the sort of easier the process is. But if everyone's at the gym kind of pretending they're there for some other reason, like, why pretend? It's so much easier, and it's just so much less stress when you just sort of open up about it.
You know, what we're really trying to say here is, you really want to wrap yourself around a positive mindset that works for you versus a negative.
Yeah, that was a very chunky way of saying it. But yeah, I guess, thank you. By the end of that experience, turned the whole thing positive versus this,
right?
Am I being vain? Is this like, right, do I have to hide one of my intentions from other people? No, it's a totally, you let people in on it, and it can really help flip it to a positive mindset.
You really want, and whatever works for you, you know, whatever positive mindset works, you need to find your own way. John, you're describing how, what worked for you.
Right.
That really was that helped flip it for you. For me, you know, being really healthy does motivate me, I have to say. I mean, I like the side effects, but my whole life philosophy is around being healthy, mind, body, soul, taking all the time to take care of me. Sure. That is my life philosophy. So when I approach it that way, I'm more successful than if I'm approaching it for vanity, personally. Even though I like the side effect, I do want to take care of myself and look good. Don't get me wrong, I do.
Yeah.
I like my clothes. Yeah. I like looking good. It's nothing like it, it, that's definitely there, but that's part of coming. Yeah. From my position now, but I want to be the best of who I can be in a loving, positive way. Mm-hmm. I found my way. I found my self-talk, my personal dialogue that suits who I am and my life philosophy. Mm-hmm. You have to find yours. You have to look for like this. Like, I know people who, they really like to compete when they're working out. They like to enter competitions and stuff like that, as you talked about, and they go on marathons, and that really drives them, because they feel like they're reaching their potential, and it comes from a positive place. If I do that, I don't even last a day. Like, I'm like, I can't stand that. It doesn't work for me. Right?
Yeah, no, I hear
right?
you.
And I'm like, because then I feel I'm competing against myself. It takes the joy away.
Yeah.
I do things like, I'm going to do this. I also, what also helps me is like when I watch other people, like say a few years older than me, and they're really looking great. And I'm like, huh. If you keep going, you're always going to sustain this. Like, certain things motivate and define, but in a positive way. And I think that's what we're trying to say. That is what we're trying to say here. Mm-hmm. You want to find your own self-talk, your own frame of mind, your own mindset that works for you, that comes from a positive place, that's self-loving, that at least that really builds your self-esteem versus knocks you down. Self-loathing tears you down, and it really gets in the, it can be very, it is sabotaging, mm-hmm. and it can really stop you long to sustain it and keep your goals. It's what stops you will get you into binge eating, because you're like, you're throwing the towel easier because you're just not feeling good no matter what you're doing.
Yeah. And I guess sort of finding your own way, I guess, might come back to the distorted self-image is,
mm-hmm.
You have to see you can't try to see yourself through somebody else's image or how you compare to somebody else. It has to be your way.
It has to be your way, you know.
And it can be a collection of multiple other ways put together into your own style.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could do a little bit of competing in one thing. You could do maybe you throw up a photo shoot once a year, and then maybe you do like, you know, something else, or you borrow some of what Nicola just said, and you borrow some of what I said, and you're like, that sounds about right for me. And then that becomes like your way. But you can't really compare your way to anyone else's, but you'll probably borrow things from other successful people Yeah, I mean, that makes sense, modeling other successful people and, you know, you take the parts that fit for you and discard the other part. Like you said, some people do a marathon. For you, it's you're one and done. You can't even last a day that way. So, but some people might find they can do little bits of that. So it's either way, it's not, you're not going to do it the exact same way somebody else does it.
No, you really have to find, you want to find your way, but the goal here is to find it from a positive position.
And oh, and you and the point I was trying to make was, as soon as you open up and tell people, you're going to find other people who are like, oh man, I want to do that too. And maybe that way you'll find other people who do it kind of similar to you. And that makes it feel a lot better than when you're completely by yourself trying to.
And that's what you have that's what the Venus Group is there for, to really give that support, to provide that encouragement. And to be, you want to be your cheerleader. You really want to be watching for that self-loathing as a motivation. That's what you really want to challenge and break through. And that takes a lot of work.
And even within the Venus community, to reinforce what you just said, different people in there will have different ways of getting to where they want to go. And if you see a few people in there who maybe are more vocal than others, and then you're just like, well, my God, that's the only way it has to be. It has to be just how they did it. That's not true. It's that
No.
just happens to be the ones who happen to be open enough to talk about it. It doesn't mean there aren't other ways to do it. It's just you might haven't discovered them yet. So if you say something, maybe another person's just like you, waiting to hear somebody else say it a different way, and you're like, oh, that's more like how I want to do it.
Absolutely. You know, you really, the goal here is when you're looking at your body and shifting your perspective and making the changes, you need to really be seeing yourself in like cheering yourself on, encouraging yourself, seeing the positive, being proud of your efforts are enough, and really noticing your changes in a positive light, not nitpicking at, okay, then I this little part is better, but over here is bad, and you're constantly, you know, targeting and tearing yourself down, and you're using that as motivation. That's what we're really trying to say. You want to get, and that's what really distorts your body image, where you can't feel, really enjoy the success, the achievement, and like as we said, you can't see it. You know, I was just talking to someone. He's, you know, he said, which you probably hear all the time, John, but he's gone down, like his 34 pants are falling off now, and he's 32, but telling the story, it's not, he's telling me this, and it's not like, whoa, he's like, oh my God, now I have to go buy new clothes. Oh, and it's like making this negative. I'm going, isn't this what you've been working towards? Isn't this what you want? But he goes, but then, and here that, but then he goes, but who have I been all along? I was always 34, even when I had lost weight, I never got down to 32 before. So was I not me then? I haven't been living in my real body. Like, this feels like so strange. And who am I?
Oh
And
yeah, and then the whole imposter phenomenon starts. We haven't even talked about that yet.
right, but that would come. But the whole, it wasn't like, wow, I've got here. Wow, this is great. It's the tone. It was sounding so negative, so depressing. It was just like, aren't you? There was no pleasure in the moment. Not even seeing. Wow, here's. Like it takes, it robs, and that's when you're coming from, I don't like me enough.
Yeah, and that's the other part of this. I guess at some point we have to like kind of put this one to an end and pick it up later. But yeah, that distorted image, until you start getting your mindset wrapped around why you're doing it and how you're doing it, and find your specific style, even at no matter how much you change, you could still look at the mirror and go, I don't know about this.
Not enough.
Yeah,
Not,
it's either
yeah.
not enough, or this person you've worked with, they find what all the stressful things about it, not the good things.
Exactly. And then that's a real demotivator. You
Yeah.
throw in the towel, you give up, like, because you're not really feeling good. And that's really what you want to be very mindful of. And that's why you're really trying to change that whole mindset of self-loathing to self-loving. And it might sound cliched, but it is fundamental. It's the core, it's the base, it's the foundation of everything.
Yeah, most of our talks are going to end that way. Yeah. Okay, so I guess we could wrap this one up. In summary, I guess we're really talking about find that distorted body self-image is always going to be distorted if you're trying to make a change based on someone else's style or someone else's image. It doesn't mean you need to create your own workout or your own diet program. Like, that's part's the same. It's the mindset of why you're doing it and the things you use to motivate yourself and the place you're coming from to get there. And the other thing I'll add before I throw it over to you is express it to somebody. You're going to find other people who want to do it kind of your way, and it really helps when you have other people doing it in a similar fashion versus not saying it and then just kind of scanning people around you and just assuming that that's the only way to do it. And if it doesn't feel right, you're just like, well, man, I can't do it that way, so maybe I just can't do it.
Right. And then I will take it a little more internal, mm-hmm. where you're already wanting to look at probably long-standing self-image of self-loathing that you then project onto your body. So now you're setting out on this goal, you're achieving your goal, but you haven't really changed that mindset, the lens that you look at yourself through, which is really negative and self-loathing. And then that demotivates you, sabotages you, and can really prevent you from enjoying your success, seeing your success, or sustaining your success. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I guess that's a good place to leave it for today. What do you think?
Perfect place.
All right. So for Nicola Bird, I'm John Barman, and that's your Venus Index Podcast.